Dear beloved creator of all that is, we acknowledge there is great power in each of us, more power than many or most of us have summoned or can even imagine. The propellant for that power we exhibit can be many things, caused by anger, spurred by fear or pain, or passion driven. Identifying the trigger of our actions and the power behind them is an important and honest step to utilizing our power to the best of our ability and making our goal of action manifest. None of this reaches its fullest without our recognition of the truest force and power within us, that God part of us, that conscious part of us, that when tapped allows for seeming miracles to transpire. All of this we acknowledge, dear beloved, for without you and your creation, without your grace and the divine spark that continues us at birth, we are powerless. It is with great gratitude and humility that we acknowledge all of this, and so it is.
My name's Ron Vroman. I'm the old white man talking head for the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. I've got a script I'd like to read. I wrote it out so I wouldn't make as many mistakes. Outline an offer to others to assemble and complete the constitutional Republican form of government by reconstituting or reconstructing the United States of America, with a capital T, with a Congress assembled as the several states of the Union, before South Carolina broke the Confederation and Perpetual Union in 1860. Hence, 33 lawful states reconstitute the Union as the de jure law form of a constitutional Republican form of government circa 1859, after Oregon became a state and before South Carolina seceded. That group is base creation of government within our, the United States of America's Constitution circa 1859. The several states in Congress assembled, lawful government to the best of our current ability. The Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly lawfully, through legitimate constitutional methods, controls, and procedures, and so forth, and with a lot of prayer, we remove two sitting U.S. senators and one rep. The state of Oregon's governor, 89 legislators, the attorney general, the secretary of state, and the entire judiciary that has an oath to Article 7 amended post-1910 color of law. And we did it with our civilian court of record of the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly, AKA Article 1, Section 1. Natural rights inherent in people. We declare that all men, when they form a social compact, are equal in right, and that all power is inherent in the people. And all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. And they have at all times a right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such manner as they might think proper. And we did it with the implementation of Ex parte Milligan, nullifying martial law, Liber Code, and FEMA on Oregon, and then with our jury pool, we used 5 grand juries, 5 Article 3, 1 Supreme Court claiming original jurisdiction, in our Amendment 7 court, whose jury verdict has no appeal in law. We have all of our bona fides in order. All of our docs are signed, sealed, stamped, witnessed with proof of service. And they're all published on www.orsja.org, YouTube, and Brighteon. Returning to a constitutional Republican form of government on Oregon was completed this year, 2022. Enforcement is easy, and we are doing / will do this immediately. We are implementing our plan. There are a lot more people that cogitate than actually do. I think this is worthy of a Skype channel in close communication. We must do it ourselves. No one can do it for us, and we cannot do it alone. And the goal is to bring the other two lawful states to a constitutional Congress assembled of jural assemblies from the several states of the Union as the United States of America. This hasn't been accomplished since 1860. And then we bring the other 17 states on, other 17 territories on as states. And then we switch from de facto to de jure lawfully. And I yield. My name's Ron Vroman. I'm the old white man talking head for the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. I have another script I'd like to read. As I comprehend this quantum language syntax, it is a legal creation of the BAR, the British Accreditation Registry, law schools, law firms, Department of Justice, et al. And David Wayne Miller discovered it in the late 1980s. And he, with a guy named Russell J. Gould and others, have proven this independently, and it is capable of being duplicated, allegedly. We'll soon see. The above law form is de facto and void from its inception. It's fraud and deception. They know it and they do it anyway. Illegitimate and illegal. Black's Law. It is based on the British Accreditation Registry, Admiralty, and he who can be deceived, let him. The conception and the manifestation of the de jure has been enacted upon Oregon. This year, we lawfully returned Oregon to a constitutional Republican form of government. And the proof is published on www.orsja.org. Please identify the entity that is leading our Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. We are righteous, and it beats me, but it is not quantum, it's not Anna, it's not the NLA, it's not T. Rowe, it's not David Strait that we follow. We are Article 1, Section 1 of Oregon's Constitution, and we took it one step, and then we looked. Then we took another step. And we looked, and we did our paperwork, step by step, slow and easy. And we did this for 3 years. And at the end of 3 years, we could see pretty clear and for quite a distance. So then we did a whole bunch of steps all in a row. And not one wrong step. No rebuttal. And we have proof published at www.orsja.org. They kill and incarcerate people such as we are. However, not one rebuttal to our de jure government going up against the de facto Salem Cape Brown oligarchy. And again, it's all published and you know where. Now, I do not think that the Oregon statewide Jural Assembly was an accident. It is for sure it was not anyone or any group that told us what to do. However, I do believe we got a lot of help and guidance from non-evil sources. Evil can be forgiven by God. I won't. And I will not abide its presence. Self-correct. Please do. And take a de jure oath to a de jure constitution. In de facto incorporated color of law, illegitimate or illegal, federal subdivision of the several states, there is a malevolent form of martial law that has exceeded their grasp. Martial law / Labor Code / FEMA are eliminated by implementing Ex parte Milligan. The compromise, the usurpation, with the civilian court of record. When you are no longer deceived, do the right thing. Everyone must do it for themselves. We returned Oregon to a constitutional Republican form of government this year, 2022. The industrial, military, judicial, legislative, executive, banker, bar, royalist, Nazi, communist, Muslim, Catholic, Khazarian mafia, United Nations conspiracy complex, minus the Georgia Guidestones, is, are, or was nullified by our civilian court of record, a proven method is for a jural assembly equal jury pool equal grand jury equal petite trial jury equals Article 3, one Supreme Court claiming original jurisdiction equals Amendment 7 court whose verdict has no appeal in law. And the removal of the de facto and the return of the de jure. On Oregon, we found that the key was Article 7 amended, the Oathbreaker. We're sure that every state and territory has that point where the de facto took over and you can spot it, you can return to that point and turn it de jure. Paperwork's all it needs. And I yield.
For those of you, ask now for an impartation of your Holy Spirit. May the fullness of the Spirit of Jesus rest upon President Trump, that he would be anointed with wisdom and understanding, with your counsel and might, with knowledge and fear of the Lord. And accordingly, may President Trump not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, or lean on his own understanding, but may he recognize your prompting and move according to your guidance. I ask that you give the president supernatural discernment to know who is trustworthy and who is not. Bring into the light all deception and intrigue. Expose and reverse the plans of those who would harm President Trump and this nation. In the name of Jesus, I break off all voices and influence that do not come from you. May your truth and peace surround and reign in the White House. God, you have raised up President Trump to govern at a time when there is a resurgence of oppression. Only you, Lord Jesus Christ, can anoint him to have victories over strongholds and to establish justice for the needy. Give him strength and courage to persevere in the constant battle that surrounds him and refresh him. Father God, I see that you have such a tender heart for President Trump. Draw him close to you. I ask now for an impartation of hunger for you, so that he may love you with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, and Jesus, and delight in knowing you. And if he came in whispering your name, may he go forward shouting your name. In Jesus' name, in the name of my King, we bless you, President Trump. And this was spoken on October 2019, before all this mess. Amen.
Whether this election complied with the Constitution that we've all sworn to protect. Every particular of the Constitution is to be protected, including Article 2, Section 1. The debate as to the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election has been suppressed by the left and its propagandists in the media until today. State legislatures are required to determine the manner in which electors are chosen. Arizona names its electors on the general election ballot and identifies what candidate those electors are required to vote for should that candidate obtain the majority of votes in the general election. As part of the manner for determining electors, Arizona also establishes deadlines for voter registration. The deadline has been in place for 30 years. This year, that voter registration deadline was October 5th. Early voting commenced 2 days later, 5 days before the deadline. A group filed a lawsuit demanding that Arizona election officials not enforce the deadline. The federal district court decided that since other states have a deadline later than Arizona's, and some even allow for registration when voting, that Arizona's new deadline would be a time he chose, not the legislator's timeline. The appellate court effectively overturned the lower court ruling and noted that the Arizona deadline established by the state legislature was sound and appropriate and complied with the Constitution. But the appellate court merely shortened the extension, the bypassing of the deadline, to 10 days. The appellate court, without legal justification, also decided that everyone who registered after the legal deadline, but before the deadline created by judicial fiat, could still vote. Note that the Arizona legislature was no longer in control of determining the manner of appointing presidential electors, because the court had set a new deadline, even though the appellate court found the legislature's deadline was constitutionally sound. During that window, more than 32,000 voters registered in Maricopa County alone. Here are copies of those voter registration records. Going around the deadline set by the legislature, the court ignored the Arizona legislature's obligation and right to vote the Constitution presidential electors as set forth in Article 2, Section 1. As a consequence of that judicial usurpation, more than 32,000 people were allowed to unlawfully cast ballots in Arizona's presidential election in 2020. The Arizona legislature ceased to independent presidential election until another Tuesday County called into a special session. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has refused to comply with legislative subpoenas. In Arizona, the people who control the evidence related to the election have done everything possible to prevent the independent audit directed by the legislature. Arizona has refused to limit it and not object it to be able to investigate the 2020 presidential election.
audio wasn't off, Justin. This is only one entrance. There's a whole nother entrance, the back entrance. They're trying to get in as well. That's where all that violence was before. Oh fuck, did they get the door open? Holy fuck, did they break the door open? Thank you for that super chat. Thank you, everyone, for all the super chats and everything.
Look at all those Patriots in D.C. Let's give them a big yeah! Thank you guys for being here again. Again, we want to stay off the street. We're not going to give these guys any reason to mess with us today. We're here to make a point. I've got a great speaker here. He runs a radio show, and he's here to speak to everybody. Soon we'll have Julie coming back to do a prayer with us. So everybody give it up.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I know most of you don't know me, but I'm sure you know some of my work. How many of you have heard of the Second Amendment Sanctuary Ordinance? You haven't heard of the Second Amendment Sanctuary Ordinance? Well, let me tell you something. We've got one right now in Lane County that's active. The petition is active, and we can get these people on, we can get this on the ballot so that we can go ahead and turn Lane County into a Second Amendment sanctuary. We had four of them on the ballot this past year. How's that? We just took the Capitol. How many of you excited about that? Now, I hope you guys are going to be back here on the 19th and the 20th, because we're going to need to take this Capitol right now. You know, back on the first, we had just a very small contingency of people out there, and it wasn't able to be done. But I can tell you what, if you all can come back on the 19th or 20th when we start this long session, we are going to take the Capitol. We are not going to take the bullshit. We are not going to take this lying down. We can do this. And I want all of you to start thinking about what you can do in your own county. And that's why I brought up the Second Amendment Sanctuary Ordinance, because my next ordinance that we're going to be doing, we do this through the initiative process, is the First Amendment Sanctuary Ordinance, where no person will be denied the religious freedom like they have been all over this state. You have the right to the freedom of assembly. You have the right to the freedom of speech. You have the right to freedom of religion, the right to freedom of press. And guess what? If they don't give you those rights, you have the right to redress of grievances. Article 1, Section 1. Thank you very much, sir. But all of you here, and I want to tell you, I want to thank all of you for being here, because this is a blow-away crowd that we have. I'm just absolutely impressed with all of you showing up. I came here all the way from Coos County, and you know where? You know when you're back to your roots? When I go home, I got to go an hour past a town called Remote. So you know I live in the woods. Flannel is formal wear where I come off from, folks. We work with our hands, we work in the land, and they have people who work in these big marble buildings who are trying to tell us how we're supposed to make the food that they eat, how we're supposed to make the clothing that they wear. We do that out in rural Oregon, and they're destroying our lives in this metal crap hole that we call a capital. We have to do something about this. So I want you all to start thinking about what you can do locally, because that's what I'm an expert at. In 2018, we had 10 Second Amendment preservation ordinances on the ballot. We passed 8 out of 10. Like I said, this past year, we had 4 Second Amendment sanctuary ordinances and we passed 2 of them. This next year, I would like to see another dozen put on the ballot in every single county, because everywhere you go, we need a sanctuary for our First Amendment and our Second Amendment rights, and then on. We'll go with that. So I want to thank you folks for allowing me to come up here and speak. If you get a chance, excuse me, ma'am. Right, ma'am. I love those beautiful people with spirit. See this lady here? She has spirit. Let's give her a cheer for her spirit. And you folks have spirit. Why? Because you're out here in the middle of a rainstorm taking this crap, so that you can make more people like this who are in this building coming up on the 19th. We want to make their lives uncomfortable. As uncomfortable as they made our lives in the past year. And let me tell you something. I was disgusted. I was here on January 1st when we marched up to the governor's house. That was a beautiful march. Everyone was peaceful. Everyone treated the police with respect. And I walked up on that incident over here where the Antifa were antagonizing our group. And it was disgusting that they followed the orders of Antifa and attacked our patriots. Are we going to take that line down? Hell no.
They do not want to let go of this. They do not intend on losing here, and we do not intend giving it back to them.
And then the bullets started flying. Then he jumps out of the car, and he's got both his hands up.
And he got out of the car, and he had his hands in the air. He's like, "Just shoot me, then. Just shoot you want to shoot me." And they did. They shot him dead with his hands in the air. And I fought. I swear to God, he's just walking with his hands in the air. And they shot him. And they shot him dead. And then after he was down on the ground, shot him 3 more times.